Taliban!
We will save Pakistan!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
We will save Pakistan!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
We will save Pakistan!
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We are very fortunate that we have all these people who are standing here in solidarity with the martyrdoms of Quetta. We are very fortunate that we can show Imam al-Zamana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can show him that we raised our voice for his Shias, for our brothers, for our sisters, for our kids who have been killed. For what reason? For just being Shia. For just being lovers of Ahlul Bayt. And we stand here, we want to give them our salam that they have played their part. Now we are standing here to play our part. And we are very fortunate. I have a sister from Syria here, Sister Fatima, who has been working for human rights, and she has been an activist, and already she has worked for UN, and I would like her to give her speech for the solidarity of martyrdoms of Quetta. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. First, assalamu alaikum everyone. And I can say to, if we have Canadian people here, hi. And today is the family days in Canada and around the world. But for us, we have a really sadness days because many people, Shia people around the world get killed for no reason, especially what happened last 2 days in Pakistan. More than 150 people get killed from Al-Qaeda and from another mental problem, people who have mentality problem. Really, as they say, as a Muslim, Al-Qaeda, they are not the part of the Islam. Al-Wahhabiyya, not the part of the Islam. All this is people, they have mental problem. Important thing, we need the Canadian people here. The government of Canada, they know that very well. They know who is protect Al-Qaeda, who is really save Al-Qaeda in the world, who is doing all this thing. United States, they are who is protect Al-Qaeda. These people, they fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but they leave Al-Qaeda everywhere, killing another people. Because what they looking? They looking just to save Israel. That's exactly what they looking. We have a lot of people get killed every day, Shia people, because these people, they follow Muhammad Prophet and the Muhammad family. These people especially, they looking for a peace, for a love, for the God. These people, they never have looking for another religion different. They have a friendly for all kind of religion, all type of Islam. But Al-Qaeda, this is the big problem around the world. And Taliban, who is now protect Taliban? We need to understand, we don't need to lie to us, the government of Canada, lying to Canadian people, lying in the media. They lying to us people, protect Al-Qaeda. Be honest with your people. Al-Qaeda killing everyone.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
Literally, we are here and today, many families around the world, they are really happy because of family days. They bring a gift, they have a party, but that no one looking after us, what exactly we have. Our family, they get killed for no reason. We need to understand that, and we will never stop. We will talking everywhere, on the media, on the public, even we can go to the government. We need to listen to us. Al-Qaeda killing Shia people for nothing, just because of a stupid mentality problem. And Taliban, we need to know, and we know, but we need the Canadian people know, because the Canadian people, they looking after media in Canada or in United States, and we know this is media come from where. Everyone knows that. We need the Canadian people know these people get killed from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda working from United States. That's exactly what happened. They looking after the whole people who say the truth, who's honest, who's looking for real peace, who's looking for real, be have a good good life together. That's exactly what happened. And really, we are really sad about what happened there. I'm sorry because I don't have really paper. I'm just talking like that right away. Really, I like to be not just today we stand here. We can stand every day. Every day, inshallah, every day. We never can be stopped. We never can be just looking after the TV. The TV never can do anything for us. We need to go everywhere. We need to go door to door, house to house, to really clear the picture and the people here. What happened? What means Al-Qaeda? Who's the protect Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda work for who? We need the people knows that. Guys, I'm the one, just my family last two weeks get killed in Syria from Al-Qaeda too. Just last two or three weeks. And I know what means sadness. I know how this is people killing people for no reason. Really, they killing the people and they say Allahu Akbar. Who's Allahu Akbar? When they use the name of God and they killing another people. Never the Quran said that. Never the Quran said killing another people and said Allahu Akbar. Al Quran said we have a peace, we have a love, we have a human being. We have to talking about a human being. And Shia people, who's from this is part of the world. We need to save this is people. Why that happened? Since 1,400 years. Why? We need to know. And United States, they work for that more than 100 years now. They built Al-Qaeda. That's exactly what happened. Shame, shame, United States.
Shame, shame,
Al-Qaeda.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.
Shame, shame, the government of Canada.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.
Really, we need to be honest. We need to be honest with everyone. We love this country a lot. We love the Canadian people. We know we have a lot of friend Canadian people. They really love us. They really love the peace. They don't have a difference between many kind of religion. But we need just to be clear the picture in front of this people. Because
shame,
we are part
shame,
of this country.
Shame, shame,
shame,
Assalamu alaikum.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.